This is an SSP audio, DNA Healing and Snake Medicine by Dr. Stephen Farmer. For more information, please visit shamanicpractice.org.
Jeremy Narby, in his book, The Cosmic Serpent, DNA and the Origins of Knowledge, does an exhaustive research study and finds many, many cultures that have symbols of snakes, serpents, dragons, etc., including several that have double-coiled serpents, such as in the American AMA Association Caduceus. In Australian Aboriginal culture, the rainbow serpent is the one that is said to have created the land. What he proposes is that the shamans in ancient times were actually perceiving the basis for life itself, DNA. He suggests that in their shamanic journeys, they would see these images of the DNA, but the only analog that they had available to them quite frequently was either snakes or serpents or dragons. Based on the work of Watson and Crick, we now have a model, an image of the DNA of two twisted strands connected by a ladder of sorts. This model corresponds now to some of the ancient images often depicted with two snakes curled around each other with a rope or ropes connecting the two snakes. With the new science of epigenetics, we are beginning to understand that while the DNA itself does not change, the way that the genes express can be changed. They can be turned on or off depending upon environmental influences such as trauma, toxicity, or being passed along from their ancestral lineage. While it may have been originally functional to have this gene turned on or this one turned off, it turns out that it may not be functional or adaptive as the person goes through life. You may be carrying some of the traumatic impact on the part of your mother, father, grandparents, or great-grandparents. In this journey, we're going to call on snake medicine to replicate the double-coiled helix of DNA and find ways to turn off or turn on the appropriate genes that will lead to greater health. With the assistance of your spirit guides and, of course, snake spirit, you will be led to discover which of the genes that most need to be turned on or turned off. It's best to work only with one or two of those genes, flip the switch, so to speak, so that they are turned on or off as needed. That will help create a greater sense of health and well-being. I'll guide you through the journey, and I think you'll find it quite beneficial. The journey itself will focus on you. However, you can also use this process on your clients if you are working with clients. So if you've not set yourself up already, please go ahead and do so. There will be a slight pause and then we'll begin the journey. Take a few slow, deep breaths to begin. And as you do, call in that spirit guide that is most used for any kind of healing work. Good. And now see yourself sitting in a chair in a comfortable way, whether you're actually lying down or sitting up at this point. And as you breathe and relax, saying any sort of a prayer, invocation that you choose, thanking snake and snake medicine for their participation in this. And as you see yourself sitting in that chair, notice that out of the crown of your head is a double coiled helix, similar to DNA in its structure and form, with one important exception. Each strand of the double helix is a snake. The two snakes are connected by a ladder-like form. And now you focus in on these two snakes. Notice their scales, color, perhaps they're slowly twisting around. Notice what the rungs that connect the two snakes look like. And now, with your intention to adjust one or two, at the very most, of the genetic expression to either on or off as needed, trusting your guide to show you which of those need to be changed. As you look a little closer at the serpents, you'll notice that some of their scales are facing up, slightly off their body, and some are completely attached to the body. The ones that are turned up are the genes that are turned on. The scales that are turned down are the genes that are turned off for whatever reason. Important to trust the guidance you receive as to which of the scales to change, which ones need to be adjusted to on or off, that will support even greater health and balance in yourself. Or if you're working with someone, doing some healing work, which will help this individual achieve greater health and balance. So now, move in a little bit closer. Look very, very closely at each of the two snakes. That's right, and now, trust your guidance. Go ahead and any scale / gene that needs to be turned on that has been dormant either throughout your lifetime or as a result of earlier traumatic experiences or the result of toxicity. Go ahead, take that scale on both snakes and flip it up as you would do with an on switch. Good. Be sure to breathe as you're doing this. Be sure to thank your spirit guide, the one that helps you do healing work. And now scan the two snakes again as they slowly rotate. Good. And you'll notice in another part of each snake, there is a scale on each of the snakes that is turned up again like an on switch. Trust that these are the ones that need to be adjusted. And this is the second one. Go ahead and with the help of your spirit ally, adjust these by flattening them out against the snake's body. And now step back a little ways and survey this double helix pattern with the two snakes and the rungs that connect them. And if you find that there's only one that needs adjusting to on or off, it's perfectly fine. You will know by the guidance you receive from your spirit ally. And now thank Snake Spirit for presenting themselves in this fashion. Be sure to thank your guide. Good. And now step back and observe as this double helix pattern moves back into the body. And as you do, breathe in and exhale slowly, slowly, slowly. Breathe in and exhale very, very slowly as you receive this miraculous healing.